We're talking on the topic of race and racism. Kelly, one of the things that I've so enjoyed and still enjoy about the two of us is just the incredible resonance that we felt at the very first time we met, both of us in our 50s, but from a very different background. But it really got me thinking around the whole issue of race and racism. I mean, I grew up in South Africa where race defined everything. You know, we grew up under apartheid and every person was categorized a particular color. There were four color categories and, you know, certain people had certain privileges that didn't. And it's such an arbitrary and ultimately evil way of looking at humanity. And I mean, your story growing up in America, you have some similar parallels, don't you?
It was when we were initially having a conversation about this whole process of man-to-man talks and what it means for both of us. One of the first things that just kind of leaped out at me is that we had apartheid in America and we called it democracy. The rest of the world had apartheid and we called it colonialism. And my point is that if you look at the arc of human history, we've always struggled or we've always grappled with this issue of difference and otherness. And to be men with very different backgrounds, but a heart and a commitment to the same kind of work, the work of transformation, the work of goodness, the work of using our power as men for a good greater than ourselves, that resonance transcended race.
Completely.
And the idea that we would allow racism to divide us was so not just arbitrary, but it actually became meaningless in the context of our relationship. And God had given us an opportunity to meet for purpose. And that anything that would represent a division or a something that would undermine that purpose was unworthy of us. It was unworthy of our humanity.
Completely.
And it was that humanity that spoke to us and that resonated at such a deep level.
Well, racism is foreign to humanity, isn't it? We talked earlier, soul knows no color, heart knows no color, love knows no color whatsoever. So to divide people in an arbitrary, which ultimately is a physical difference, isn't it? I mean, you might as well say short people are different to tall people, and let's put them in different places. And I think in terms of the discussions we like to have is really just to get to the heart of racism and what it is, and to really diffuse it and say, this is really useless. It's foreign to who we are. It's inhuman.
That inhumanity, unfortunately, is the very thing that so often defines us. Rather than us rising to the occasion, speaking from the space of our higher angels, we give ourselves permission to be debased. We give ourselves permission to be less than what our humanity speaks to, what our humanity calls us to. And what I'm going to say is this: having grown up in an era of great social upheaval in America, civil rights movement, a black consciousness movement, and ultimately as a young boy being deeply influenced and shaped by the Black Panther Party for self-defense, to be able to come full circle and to recognize that while these differences exist between an apartheid kind of formation and early development in your youth and the influence of the Black Panther Party for self-defense in my own young development, what I know today is that my humanity is the thing that will define me. And it's the lesson and legacy that I want to leave for my children above everything that would speak to something that's less than what I think they're worthy of as an example from me.
Khalil, I love what Morgan Freeman said. I don't know if he said, you want to stop racism? He says, you stop calling me a black man, I'm going to stop calling you a white man. I love that. But you know, there's another element to it. And that is, and I feel it's important for me as a white guy, especially in South Africa, to say, is the element of empathy and understanding. You know, when I meet a lot of black South Africans, I need to be cognizant of the fact that that brother of mine has been through stuff that I don't know. You know, I haven't experienced being demeaned or undermined or being given less access to certain things because of my color. I haven't experienced that. So I can't know the pain that he's been through. And so I think part of the whole humanity issue is to be able to walk in someone else's shoes. For me to say, I don't understand the pain you've been through, but I, as your brother and one who loves you, I want to take it. I want to hear it and empathize it and feel it and realize that I can't make any judgments. Because in South Africa, we often say, you know, the playing fields are equal now. And it's, we can't do that, you know. When you're coming from a background of serious underprivilege and you've had all sorts of disadvantages, you can't just suddenly get to the point where, okay, we're all equal now. Yes, we are. We're equal in value. But we haven't had equal background and equal opportunity. We haven't had equal experiences. So I think part of the whole humanity is the empathy and the understanding and the love that goes with understanding each other's walks so that we can walk together into the future, so that we can break the cycle. You know, one of the things I feel very strongly as a mandate, as a man, is to break the cycle.
This is where the rubber meets the road. So often when we talk about this issue of race and racism, we want to pussyfoot around. Yeah. We want to say what all we desire is the rainbow nation.
Right.
And while it's a lofty and noble goal, the reality is that for most of the world, we remain very much steeped in ethnic divisions, in ethnic strife, and that's the world that we live in. The question for me, the fundamental question is, do I have the capacity to rise above it? Not diminishing the fact that it exists, not denying that it's real, but asking myself, interrogating what my journey is about to the point of saying, where do I want my legacy to land? What do I want it to be about? And ultimately, what I'm saying is, I'm more powerful than racism. I'm more powerful than injustice. I'm more powerful than every single thing that has been created to diminish my humanity. And because I'm more powerful than those things, I will forever declare my power in the face of the injustice, in the face of those things that we now define as race and racism.
As men, it's our role to stand in the gap and break the cycle. We need to say whatever came from before, whatever misuse or abuse or what was wrong that came before, it's going to stop here. It stops here, and what goes into the next generation is something different. I'm going to mediate what happens in the future, and I'm going to stop what happened in the past. And it starts with me, doesn't it?
Absolutely.